Got it, Rex.
It's Simon Penny. I just had a missed call from you guys.
Yeah, all good. I was just calling to have a chat with you about some pricing.
Yes.
Yep, so Owls started to have a look at, obviously, doing all the bits and pieces to your car.
Yep.
He said the cost, not what he quoted you. So there's a few things that are a little bit different to what he was expecting.
Okay.
So far what we've done is we've done the power steering pump, radiator hoses, spark plugs and coil packs. Right now you're up to about $2,700.
Right.
And then he's having a look at the catch can and battery and all that sort of thing, and the oil cooler. So the issues he's having is where your fuel lines are run, you've got that fuel pressure regulator on the driver's side of the car.
Yes.
The problem with that is that's where the catch can goes. So
right.
There's no easy way now to do the catch can there.
Right.
The only option we've got for you that's an easy sort of option to just leave that there would be the race battery combo, which basically
right.
is where the original battery is. You swap that out with a small battery
yes.
and put the catch can with it there, and it takes up the same size as the original factory battery.
Yes.
Issue with that is if it's not a daily car, the battery will go flat, so you'll need to keep it on charge because it is
yes.
a small battery. And then the batteries are expensive depending on which one you want to go for. So we've got two options. One of them is a AGM battery. They are about $250 or $300 for those. Or you can go for a lithium, which is the super lightweight one. They're about $700.
Right. Okay.
But for the lithium, you need a special charger. So it needs to be a lithium specific charger, which are about $200.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So there's that, and then the oil cooler setup. So he said that he originally told you roughly $1,500 to $2,000 for that.
Yep.
So that's still in that ballpark there. So instead of using the Koyo oil cooler, he wants to use a Cetrav on yours, just for space wise.
Yeah.
Let me just have a look through the notes here. Yeah. So the Cetrab oil cooler, speed flow oil lines, and the labor to do it, it's at roughly $1,500 to $2,000 somewhere. The battery and catch can combo, if you wanted to do that, that's about $2,400 with the lithium, or $1,900 with the AGM, so the glass battery.
Yes.
Or if you wanted to use the normal style catch can and keep your battery, we'd have to redo your fuel lines and move your fuel pressure regulator, which is expensive in itself anyway, because then you got to remake the fuel lines all the way to the rails. Like, it ends up at, like, you know, another $1,500 in just fuel lines and labor.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it depends on which way you want to take this.
Yeah, which way you want to go. Yeah. So those fuel lines that are in it and all that are okay at the moment. They are.
They're okay how they are. It's just we can't fit a catch can due to, you know, where they're running.
Yes.
Yeah. So they've taken up all the space in that spot.
Yes, I get you.
Yeah.
So the only... Yeah, so I guess the easiest option is to go the battery catch can option.
Yeah, but depending on which battery is, the battery is expensive. The benefit of the lithium is obviously it's super, super lightweight. The lithium battery itself is 2.5 kilos.
Yeah,
whereas your factory battery is about 20 kilos.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're losing a whole bunch of weight in front.
But then with the lithium one, you've got to leave them on a trickle charge, do you?
Even with the other one. So any small battery, you're going to have to trickle charge.
Yes.
The AGM batteries... they tend to not last as long as a lithium. But obviously being a lithium, if you get into, you know, an accident or the thing catches fire, you can't stop a lithium fire.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Which everyone knows about the lithium issues anyway. But the lithium batteries are a great battery. So we prefer lithiums in any sort of race cars or anything you're trying to get the weight out of.
Yes.
The AGM batteries, I think we normally use a Full River is the brand. They're a great battery, it's just they have to be trickle charged. As soon as they go flat, they die.
Yeah, they die. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Shit. Okay. So I might have to...
So just for a number, just so you know the full cost, it's going to be about $7,000 total. If you decide to go lithium, the whole package.
If I went the whole package.
Yeah. If you wanted to go a non-lithium battery, it'd be about $6,500.
Yep.
That's including the whole battery catch can combo, you know,
that's
all that money around it. Yeah. And the oil cooler, all that sort of stuff.
All right. What to do?
Yeah, if it was a nice, simple, you know, everything worked out like a normal stock car, it'd be roughly, you know, that $500 to $5,500. But as soon as he popped the bonnet, he's like, oh, fuck, I can't actually make that work. He didn't realize where all your bits were.
Yes, I get you.
Yeah.
All right. Catch can. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to think on the spot.
No, you're all good. Do you want to give me a call back if you want to have a think about it?
Yeah. I'll give you a call. I won't keep it long because I got to get it out there.
We'll probably need it. Do you need it over the weekend or not?
No.
No. We might need it into next week, just depending on the oil cooler lines.
Oh yeah.
Because the guy sometimes gets pretty busy, and especially being like end of the week, he might be like, "Get bucks, I'm not doing it today," which he's done to us before.
Yep.
But yeah, that's the best option for those oil cooler lines. Like, we can make you lines here, but they're just not going to be as good.
Yes, I get you. Yep. All right. So if I didn't do the battery catch can option now.
Yeah.
But did the oil cooler what would I be at?
Right now you're at 2,700. Let's say worst case, the oil cooler ends up costing the full 2K. That's 50.
2,400. 2,700.
Sorry, 4,700.
4,700. That's worst case. Yeah.
Yeah. That's with the oil cooler and all the stuff that we've already done.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let me have a think about it. I'll come back to you. Give me 10 minutes.
No, you're all good. Easy.
Thanks, Tony. I'll ring you back. See you, mate.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah.